It just seems to me, for simplification, we've got paraphrases of what people said all over these minutes. And, you know, for better or for worse, and I don't see anyone objecting to anything specific except Frank saying, can we change short shrift into made an inquiry on the lack of, which is pretty straightforward English. So why don't we just go ahead and allow Frank to amend the language, approve the minutes, and move on? Because to cut the paraphrases from one part of the minutes and not from other parts of the minutes is kind of weird.
I understand the point, then. Weird. I think it's well pointed, made.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else
Frank,
objecting.
Can I put a period after Frank F. Sterling asked about what is going on during Black History Month?
Yeah. Sure.
It's Frank.
Sure, that is fine with me.
Okay, and Brian, can I ask you to withdraw your motion?
Here's the problem. This has called my attention to the line below it, which is about something that was stricken from our on-air archive to avoid calling public attention to a violation of FCC rules. If we put that in published minutes, we are in fact drawing attention to a violation of FCC rules. It kind of defeats the purpose. I'm just saying.
Margie, you want to become chairman again?
My motion is to strike the whole discussion section.
Which one?
My motion's the whole section.
Section of nine.
Are you talking about nine?
My motion was section nine. All paraphrase of discussion. Yeah.
All right. The motion has been made. Is it seconded that we limit section nine to the attachment of the interim general manager's report? Is that seconded?
Yes.
Okay.
Just clarification, because there was a motion to extend. I mean, should that be also?
No, that's not discussion. That's
right. So that should be left up until that line.
Okay. It's been pointed out to me that we're about an hour behind. I beg the board to concentrate on matters of real substance and let us move forward. The motion before us, I'm going to ask for a debate after stating it again, is to strike all the paraphrase from Section 9, except that it be introduced as the interim general manager report and the report be attached. It is seconded. Is there a debate on that issue? Dan.
Yeah, I think we should reconsider our appreciation of Janet's effort.
Will you please go stand in the corner? All those in favor of the motion, which is to strike all of the paraphrase from Section 9 of the minutes, please signify with something that the secretary can count.
Okay. 16, yes.
All those opposed, signify with something that the secretary can count. I see
okay.
None. I see none.
Zero, no.
Any abstentions?
Three abstentions.
I see three. The motion passes 16 yes, 0 no, 3 abstentions.
Move the minutes.
I beg your pardon?
Move to accept the minutes as corrected.
What?
All right,
one
now
other clarify.
Janet?
It's a real nit, but after C attached, there was Q&A. Should I just say Q&A?
Yeah. Okay. Everything's deleted. All right. And we are now at public comments. Madeline?
No.
Oh, thank you. I thought we did. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as corrected, please signify by raising your hand. He's in the back of the room.
Okay, let's see. So this is hands up, please.
What are we voting on?
To adopt the minutes.
Yes.
All those opposed, please raise a hand. I see none. Abstentions?
One abstention.
I see one. Mel, could you bring the sign-up sheet that's right there in the corner? by my count, I have 9 more sessions in which I shall consider training for this job. If I am following correctly, we are now into public comments. There are 4 people who have signed up for it. Craig, do you usually act as timekeeper on this?
I'm sorry?
Do you usually act as timekeeper on the public comments? Would somebody? Okay, Margie, thank you very much.
Three minutes.
And there are 4 people who have signed up, and I'm going to, if I mispronounce your names, let me apologize in advance. Akio Tanaka, Mindy, is it Stone or Stone? Virginia Browning, and Daniel Borgstrom. And I turn the mic over to Akio Tanaka, and is there a mic available? Mr. Tanaka, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, thank you for all being here. I just wanted to sort of address, because I heard that there's an issue about JR, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about that, because what I gather from what JR's campaign is that there was a time a while back when youth radio was banned from the station for something amiss. Then the campaign is that a host producer did a similar thing, and then she suffered no consequence, which seems to be a double standard. And the second point that he brought up is that, you know, February is a Black History Month, and I think some group of the people wanted the station to do something to recognize it. And his campaign is that on the birthday of, you know, founder of the Black Panther Party, that this same host producer is given a venue to basically promote her book. And so both things said, you know, he thought that was sort of a little bit, one person is getting a position of privilege and another group of people is sort of being somewhat, you know, not given sufficient amount of platform for their point of view. And the other thing is that I heard that there's some talk about suspension and things like that. I just want to explain what I think what JR is trying to do. We all know that the race is the 500-pound gorilla in the American living room, and that JR is basically always trying to bring a mirror up to the people and say, look, and in the bigger society, but also within the station itself. And I think that some people are made uncomfortable or inconvenienced by that, so they ask for JR's head instead of looking in the mirror. And I appreciate and respect JR for doing that. I think it's a, you know, uncomfortable but necessary thing. And I just hope that the station has, you know, the guts and integrity to continue to give him that platform. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mindy Stone.
I'm kind of new to the area. I moved out here to the West Coast from Florida, a small town in Florida, end of 2008. And I've lived between Oakland and Portland for the last 4 years. And while I'm in Portland, I enjoy KBOO, which is truly a local community radio station. No, it does not have paid professional staff who go on and talk about news from Washington and New York and Lebanon, and except when they run stories from Pacifica. But, you know, it's a good radio station. They do have shows that are local. They have a homeless show. They have a gardener show. It is truly local. And when I'm here in Oakland, I'm just shocked at the lack of local reporting and the lack of diversity, which I agree. Portland certainly does have a race issue there. Coming from the South, I certainly do see the glaring similarities between the West Coast and the East Coast on racism, and it's disgusting, and it's just not talked about. And for someone like the station manager to talk about how there is a race issue and yet it's never addressed. I find that really sad. And I don't know how KPFA is expected to continue for years to come until they address these glaring issues of being non-local and not receptive to the local community. How come, I mean, you know, it's just shocking. You guys are losing something that you're not going to be able to duplicate or get back. And to see this all about money, I can't believe how much money has to be raised to pay for a small number of, a handful of people who get to get paid, while without the volunteers, you guys couldn't last. You could not operate. And so this seems like such an unfair issue that, you know, it's okay to not pay some people at the expense of a few. This is just like a class issue. And nobody appreciates that or understands that. We all need to eat. But yet we don't recognize that there are people that get to eat and those who don't. So I'm really just horrified that KPFA is being beaten up and taken down from within. When I first heard about KPFA, it was from a videotape that was sent to me from a guy down in LA who was recording like 4 hours worth of video lectures. I didn't even know what was going on the West Coast until the internet. And he would send me these videos, and I saw that Pacifica was being taken down, and I was very unaware of what was going on, and there was this great fight back. And now I see that the war has come from outside to inside, and I hope people here will really grow up and address this situation, because I'm not going to support KPFA if things don't change.
Thank you very much. Timekeeper, when you raise the, is that a warning or is that a cutoff? Okay. Where? Oh, Miss Browning, Virginia Browning, you have the floor.
Okay, so regarding personnel, maybe it is going to be about JR, who's an unpaid person. And I just want to put this on this record that over the last 3 years, if you're going to sanction JR for using the airwaves a couple of times, there are two people on this board who have used their airtime multiple times on the air to tell dishonest stories about Pacifica executive director, about the manager who has decided to forgive all, but who got his name thrown mud at by, you know, Brian and David Gans here multiple times, plus other members of Save KPFA on the air. Okay, now JR's, one of the things that KPFA needs to do is raise money. And fortunately, I hope you haven't cut the thing that you put on there to open this up to development ideas from members, because some of us do have ideas. And they don't all have to do with appealing to sort of middle-of-the-road people who have money. There are, you know, you could appeal to really, really rich people that have even more money, but there are some things even more important than raising money. Although I think that KPFA can raise money and still do things like promote the elections, have a town hall meeting, and if it's true that JR is being considered for some kind of sanction, and if it's true that, as Jack Kurzweil, who fortunately isn't going to interrupt me today because he left the room, if it's true that he is saying that JR has to go, then if he's saying that he doesn't have any support, then this should come up in a town hall meeting. And plenty of people will tell JR, who's open to this, they will tell him himself that he doesn't have the support. JR is willing to have such a meeting. This group hasn't had it for years. So I'm glad we're not cutting the treasurer's report today because of the length of the meeting. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Daniel Borgstrom, you have the floor, sir.
Hello. Is this working? Yeah. I'm Daniel Borgstrom, and there is this JR issue which came up. Now, I heard his broadcast on February 6th, I think it was. He raised a number of issues, spoke for about 10 or 12 minutes. Very controversial stuff, issues that I think should be addressed. And here, about a month later, I hear that he has been suspended. Now, in the first place, what does this look like? A guy raises issues. He's a whistleblower. Now, you may disagree with this. Even if you disagree with this, he still looks like a whistleblower. In my opinion, he is. And look when this is happening. It happens right at the end of Fund Drive. What are we doing right now? What is the station doing? Expecting people to fulfill their pledges. And right at the time when we're waiting for those pledges to come in, goes out the word that a whistleblower, an unpaid staff member, has been suspended. What message does that send? That is the same kind of stuff we see in Sacramento, in Washington, in the military. People, you know, whistleblowers raise issues, they get fired. Well, some wind up in jail. JR did not wind up in jail, he just got suspended. But it doesn't, that is a bad message to send. It's a bad way to do things, even if it wasn't. This fundraising thing, it's just a bad way to deal with things. This needs to be, the issues he brought up need to be addressed. It's not good enough to shove him under the table. It's not enough to suspend him. And as far as suspending him, now I understand that there's a push to go after wealthy donors. So you're going to replace, now probably a lot of the people who would donate, who would support JR, probably are, you know, like $25, something like that. You're going to lose some of them. I don't know how many, but it sounds to me like you would lose some, and you expect to replace them with wealthy donors. So where is this station going? I would like to know, where is this station going? Is it going to NPR? Is it going from being a community station or to being NPR light? Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. And we're now, that is the end of the people who have signed up for the public comments. The next
I have a point of privilege, please.
Please state the point of privilege.
My point, I'm not sure how to do it. Point of privilege is asking for permission to speak. All right. I don't remember exactly what it was.
I think it has to do with the room's too hot or the room's too cold. Or
I want to respond to Virginia Browning. I'm not allowed to do that?
No.
Please. It's not worth doing. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
She mentioned you by name.
So what?
She's fucked in the head. That's my only response.
It's public comment.
Okay. One of the...
Whatever. I don't care. Forget it.
Okay. We're ready to move to announcements, and are there announcements? We're catching up on the agenda in time a little bit. I see Frank's hand. Frank, you have the floor.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to LSB. I just want, at the last meeting, I announced that we were indefinitely prolonging the apprenticeship program deadline. There's now, since the fund drive's over, we could regenerate some interest. We have set the new deadline for March 22nd. I have flyers here with me if anyone wants to put them out near their area. I would be glad to hand them out, and they could do so again by going to kpfaapprentice.org. They can call the station 510-848-6767 and go to extension 235, They could also stop by the station anytime during business hours and request one there. And I would just, we have a little lack of applicants, so if anybody's interested in telling their friends, please do so. And anyone's interested in grabbing these flyers, feel free. And thank you very much. The date again is March 22nd. That's a Friday, and with a mandatory orientation the following Thursday. So thank you all.
Thank you. Any other Joy? Microphone to Joy, please.
I just want to congratulate the staff of KPFA for a wonderful International Women's Day of Programming. It wasn't perfect, but it was very sterling, inspiring to hear women's voices. And I want to thank Andrew for his effort with that. And I would like to also announce that International Women's Day is March 8th, 2014. So we can plan ahead and not have people surprised about it. I'm making an announcement. International Women's Day, 2014, March 8th. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Yes, please.
Yes, it was real encouraging to hear yesterday's programming. And also, compared to NBR, Pacifica's done a great job on Chavez. And I just wanted to announce that at our fellowship, next Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, 6 to 9, we're having a tribute memorial to Chavez, and really you'd all be invited. And we hope some people who are familiar with the people's struggle there will come.
Thank you, Cynthia. Margie, and then Janet.
The fellowship is 1924 Cedar at Bonita in Berkeley.
Right up there.
Margie,
right
then there. Janet.
Okay, I have two announcements. One is that Berkeley Unified School District teachers, Berkeley Federation of Teachers, are in very serious contract negotiations. The teachers last got a raise, a 1% raise in 2009, and since then that has been totally eaten up and more by increases in the cost of health care, so that they are now actually earning less than they did before. And they made a fairly reasonable proposal to the school board, which absolutely rejected it and said, they're considering another 1% raise in 2014. So I don't know how far this is going to go. The teachers that I talked to are a pretty brave lot, but I don't know, how widespread that is among the teachers' union, but the teachers are giving out, and they're available at every school, a sign that you can put in your window that says, "I support Berkeley's finest." That's the BFT thing, and they're talking, I know, about some sort of public demonstration in front of the school board building soon, to which community members will be invited. I have a stake in this because I have a daughter who's a Berkeley Unified School teacher. The other thing I want to say is that the city of Berkeley is considering buying a drone, I went to a meeting the other night of the subcommittee of the Berkeley Police Review Commission, which is reviewing this because it reviews everything, I guess, that the police do. It was a very interesting meeting. There was a police officer there who essentially tried to bully the whole meeting. It was like totally. Oh, man, he is a thug. And the woman who was the chair of this, who is a chair of the subcommittee from the Berkeley, from the Police Review Commission, was fabulous. She just faced him down. It was wonderful. Anyway, I don't know when it's going to come up before the city council. The Police Review Commission and the Commission on Peace and Justice are looking at holding some kind of a town hall meeting on the whole issue of domestic drones, and eventually I guess the council will be asked to vote on this. But this is just a heads up both for people who do news and for community members that, those of us who live in the city of Berkeley will be dealing with this issue soon.
Janet?
Yes, I saw the new Mumia documentary last night, Long Distance Revolutionary, A Journey with Mumia Abu-Jamal, at the New Parkway Theater. and it was, in my opinion, excellent. It was not a KPFA event, but one of the co-producers of the film is Noel Hanrahan, and a number of KPFA people were part of the film. And there was a lot of discussion about KPFA last night. Positive discussion. I recommend people see it.
Thank you. Andrea?
And they're looking for other venues in the Bay Area to show the film.
Andrea, could somebody pass Andrea your mic, please?
Well, I appreciate, Margie, your announcement. I guess I would follow that up with the Police Review Commission is going to meet this Wednesday at the South Berkeley Senior Center at 7 o'clock. And there are some big issues. One of the issues that's going to be on is Berkeley Police Department has a Bay Area-wide reputation for not releasing information to the public. For example, on February 12th, a person was killed by Berkeley Police Department officers in the Gaia building a few blocks away from KPFA. And the police department has not officially even released the name of that person. We, the Alameda County Coroner, did release the name, and we at Copwatch have been doing sort of a people's investigation. But we're calling on investigative reporters, people who really want to dig, people who want to expose stuff that's going on right here in our little neighborhood. Just a block, you could go down there and on your lunch break or something, and see where our police are murdering our citizens. And it's an issue of mental health. It's an issue. This person, as it turns out, was a 41-year-old, severely mentally ill, transgendered woman, African-American, drug-addicted, obese, perfect candidate for the police to just kill, and we're not supposed to notice. And we're either going to lift this up and expose it, or we're going to have to tolerate more of it in the future.
Any other? Thank you, Andrew. Any other announcements? Brian?
I think we should all give ourselves a big attaboy on the fun drive that just wrapped up.
Yes.
And attagirl. And atta anything that doesn't fit the other two categories. There you go. Just for members of the audience, we beat our goal. We raised $100,000 more than last year's winter fund drive. We did it in 2 days less time. It's now the fourth successful fund drive we've had in a row. And reviewing the financial documents that have gone out to the Pacifica National Board based on our first quarter, which is through December, the figures indicate we are ahead of our budget by $115,000. That was before this fund drive. Unfortunately, we appear to be the only part of the network that is ahead of its budget.
Any other announcements? Any other announcements? We're now ready to move on to the IGM report. And Andrew, you have the mic.